ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. த பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எ ஸ்ட்ராங் லீடர் இன் எனி என்வாயர்மெண்ட் ஹேஸ் எ பவர்ஃபுல் எஃபெக்ட். ஹவு மச் கிரேட்டர் இஸ் தி இம்பேக்ட் ஆஃப் த ஆசம் பவர் ஆஃப் த பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் காட். தெர் இஸ் எ டீப் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஹங்கர் இன் ஆல் ஆஃப் அவர் ஹார்ட்ஸ் that can only be satisfied by the presence of God himself. The Israelites had seen God's power in action and experienced his supernatural presence. They had heard his voice and his word. The Bible tells us that the word did not profit them. In other words, it did not do any good even though these words were spoken by God himself. And we wonder why. Because hearing the word was not united with faith. The same principle is true today. It is not enough just to hear the word or know about it, but we must believe it, make his word part of our lives, and in fact make it our lifestyle. Being united in faith with the word means not just dwell on the surface, but make a commitment to go deeper, to walk by faith, to trust God, and to be in tune with his spirit, to be guided by his principles, to profit from his word. Believers have a lot to gain through their relationship with Christ. God's word enriches us, encourages us, equips us, and empowers us to carry great tasks that are beyond our human reach. Listen to the words of the Apostle John. Beloved, above all things, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Understand that it is your soul that profiteth primarily from your intimacy with God. God looks out for your spiritual well-being more than physical. Everything you're experiencing here on earth is in direct proportion to what you're experiencing in your soul. As your soul prospers, so does your life. You will manifest on the outside what you are experiencing in your soul. What shall it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? The Bible says in Titus chapter 3 verse 8, this is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Remember, my friends, blessedness comes from willingness to listen and hear and readiness to submit and obey. Shall we pray? The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. Glorious and righteous Lord, mold us and make us to be useful vessels as clay in the hands of the potter. May our whole soul, spirit and body prosper in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.